Coach, 3-2 day. You get a winning day out of it here. Fourth place in your home tournament. Kind of a new format with 10 teams, four in your pool, and then you play second place, have another team there, and third place match with TMP. But overall, how would you summarize your day?
You know, we hate to end our day on a loss against TMP to take fourth place, but, you know, overall, our girls played really well down the stretch. Started off against Phillipsburg pretty strong this morning. Saw Goodland and got some revenge on them against our second matchup with them. And then, you know, played against a great Lebo team who ended up taking the tournament there. Very good, very well prepared, very fundamentally sound. And then went on to beat, you know, Waitland Grinnell. And then unfortunately lost to TMP in that last set. But overall, our girls played really hard, played with lots of energy, but the wheels kind of fell off in that last game.
Hey, I'm just kind of going back there. You know, Goodland was kind of a mental block. You know, hadn't beaten them in a couple of years. Even Phillipsburg, to an extent, you hadn't played them in a couple of years. But those are a couple of big wins for you guys to start today. Lebo, they're just so tough. And I felt like you guys were able to compete for most of each set.
Yeah, you know, we saw a lot of good things from our front row defense. We started to get blocks. We started to get at least some touches to slow the ball down because there are some very powerful hitters in this tournament. So I was proud of our front row for that. It made it a whole lot easier for our passers that did a good job in the back row. But they know how important those blocks are too and are thankful when we can slow that ball down a little bit. But, yeah, Lebo, fundamentally sound, very good.
Get the win against Wheatland Grinnell and two, kind of cruising that first one there, made it interesting the second, but you know, TMP, you lost the first one pretty big there, had a tough run in that first set. Second set, you were down 19-12 and you come back to win an extra points, and that was some grit there, even though the wheels really fell off in that third.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know the point spread was that big, 19-12. You know, there's not very many times in the season where I felt like our girls have given up, so I'm pretty proud of them for fighting through that deficit and overcoming that. We tried a couple of different rotations out in that third set, or second set as well, and even into the third set against TMP, and I thought, you know, in that second set we handled that. They were pretty versatile and handled those changes really well. Obviously, we were successful with it. It took a little bit to get used to, but good day. Like I said, we were glad to get Goodland back after we gave one up at home earlier in the season, and always good to beat Phillipsburg when we, like you said, we haven't taken one from them in a while.
Well, I thought some good all-around performances today. I thought Megan was pretty solid around the net. Piper Fox, she has made leaps and bounds here throughout this season.
She's getting better, man, and that's all we can ask for each game. Needs a little bit more confidence, needs to just work on transitioning off on and off the net, Megan it was our go-to girl today. She hit the ball very, very well. She got lots of touches on some blocks. Just played really sound. Our middles did a very good job for us against some very good teams today.